Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
Today, May 16th, is the seventh Sunday of Easter, observed in Italy and elsewhere as the Solemnity of the Ascension. And these are today's headlines. Pope Francis tells Israeli and Palestinian politicians to stop the clamor of arms and walk the path of peace. In a Mass for Burmese faithful resident in Rome, the Holy Father prays that God might convert all hearts to peace. And finally, Pope Francis says that, like the disciples, we too should rejoice at Jesus' ascension into heaven. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Our top story, Pope Francis appealed in the name of God for calm in the Holy Land after 5 days of fighting that has left scores of people dead and hundreds more wounded. The deaths of dozens of children amongst them are particularly terrible and unacceptable, the Pope said. Their death is a sign that people do not want to build the future, but to destroy it. He warned that the ongoing violence in Israel and the Gaza Strip risks degenerating into a spiral of death and destruction, with wounds to fraternity and peaceful coexistence that will be difficult to heal without an immediate return to dialogue. The Pope urged Israeli and Palestinian leaders to stop the clamor of arms and to walk the path of peace with the help of the international community. He called for unceasing prayer for Israelis and Palestinians in order to find the path of dialogue and forgiveness and to be patient builders of peace and justice. Pope Francis then asked the faithful to pray for the victims of the conflict, especially the children. Let us pray for peace to the Queen of Peace, he said, before leading the faithful in the recitation of the Hail Mary. Meanwhile, in Israel, the Israeli military has bombed the home of the political leader of the Palestinian militant group Hamas as airstrikes on the Gaza Strip continue. With the latest news from Israel and Palestine, here's Nathan Morley.
This is the seventh day of airstrikes and rocket attacks between Gaza and Israel. Health officials in Gaza City say that 50 children have now died over the last week. On Sunday, the Israeli army bombed the home of the political leader of the Palestinian militant group Hamas. He was not thought to be inside. At the same time, Israeli airstrikes in Gaza killed at least 33 people. Pressure to stop the violence is now mounting. Currently, the US envoy Hadi Amir is attempting to arrange mediations with Israeli, Palestinian and UN officials to try and reinforce what US diplomats said was the need for a sustainable calm. On Saturday, the veteran Palestinian politician Hanan Sawari said she didn't hold much hope that Amir's involvement would lead to a stop in the fighting. A UN Security Council meeting is set to take place later, and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation is holding emergency talks on the situation. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has vowed to continue to respond forcefully to rocket attacks. The US President Joe Biden phoned Mr. Netanyahu and the Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, to express his concern about the situation. Since the fighting began on Monday, at least 181 people have been killed in Gaza, whilst 10 people, including 2 children, have been killed by militant attacks on Israel. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Elsewhere in world news, German international broadcaster Deutsche Welle says one of its freelance correspondents has been sentenced to 20 days in jail in Belarus. The sentencing came shortly after a senior military officer was jailed for leaking documents to the press about a government crackdown on protesters. Stefan Boss has this report.
Germany's global broadcaster Deutsche Welle, or DW, confirmed in a statement that its correspondent Alexander Burakov was sentenced Saturday to 20 days imprisonment for participating in what authorities called an unauthorized event. It said Burakov was detained Wednesday while waiting with other journalists for access to the trial of 6 people charged with mass unrest. DW condemned the move. It said classifying journalists waiting outside the courthouse as a banned gathering was another step by President Alexander Lukashenko's regime to suppress critical media reports. The broadcaster also quoted Burakov as saying that he was repeatedly awakened at night and forced to strip naked while in pretrial detention. His sentencing comes a day after a Belarusian military officer was sentenced to 18 years in prison for leaking a document related to the government's crackdown on protests against the country's authoritarian president. The officer, Captain Dzianis Urat, was accused of giving the media a copy of a government directive urging the military to help put down the demonstrations. Belarus's Supreme Court handed Urat an 18-year prison sentence and stripped him of his military rank for the actions that it claimed hurt national security. Earlier this month, President Lukashenko reportedly stripped 80 military and police officers of their ranks over their suspected links to the opposition. Lukashenko, who has ruled the ex-Soviet nation for more than a quarter century with an iron fist, has faced months of massive protests. The rallies were triggered by Lukashenko's re-election to a sixth term in an August vote that the opposition and election observers said was rigged. The Belarusian authorities have unleashed a harsh crackdown on protests demanding the president's resignation. More than 34,000 people have been detained in Belarus, and many of them said they were brutally beaten behind bars. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
Earlier on Sunday, Pope Francis presided at a special Mass for Burmese Catholics living in Rome. He remembered the suffering of the people of Myanmar and joined them in prayers for peace. Thaddeus Jones tells us more.
Pope Francis joined with Catholics from Myanmar present in Rome for the Mass as an expression of the Church's closeness to the people suffering there after over 3.5 months of violence following a coup in February in which hundreds have died and many others have been injured. The Mass for the seventh Sunday of Easter took place at the Altar of the Chair in St. Peter's Basilica. Recalling the Gospel reading for the celebration, when Jesus prays for his friends as he prepares to take leave of his disciples and the world, the Pope said, "This passage teaches us how to deal with dramatic and painful moments in our own lives. In praying to the Father, the Lord uses the word keep," the Pope noted, and he said, "As Myanmar experiences violence, conflict, and repression, we need to ask what we are being called to keep." In response, he described three challenges: to keep the faith, to keep unity, and to keep the truth. Regarding the first, he said, "We need faith to avoid giving in to despair that sees no way out." The Gospel reading tells us how, despite being weighed down by anguish, Jesus lifts his eyes to God and does not resign himself to evil or being overwhelmed by grief, the Pope noted, and Jesus encouraged his disciples to do the same. To keep the faith, the Pope went on to say, is to keep our gaze lifted up to heaven and to refuse to yield to the logic of hatred and vengeance, but to keep our gaze fixed on the God of love, who calls us to be brothers and sisters to one another. Prayer is key here, he said, and it's not a retreat or escape from problems, but essential for keeping love and hope alive. Jesus prayed to the Father that the disciples may be fully united, one family in which love and fraternity reign, the Pope said, and we must avoid the disease of division. He said we can experience this in our hearts, and it can expand into our families, communities, even in the church, where envy, jealousy, selfishness, and judgmental attitudes abound. But we can all choose to find the courage to live in friendship, love, and fraternity, he said, and each person, even in little things, can play a part, since commitment to peace and fraternity always comes from below. We are called to do this as a church, to promote dialogue, respect for others in communion. The importance of keeping the truth, finally, the Pope said, means not just defending ideas or becoming guardians of a system of doctrines and dogmas, but basically remaining bound to Christ and devoted to his gospel. To keep truth also means not to distort the gospel to human and worldly ways of thinking, but to preserve its message in its integrity, to be a prophet in every situation in life. Amid war and hatred, fidelity to the gospel and being peacemakers calls for commitment, also through social and political choices, which come with risks, he said. But only in this way can things change. In conclusion, the Pope prayed that God will convert all hearts to peace. He called on everyone to not lose hope and to know that even today, Jesus is interceding before the Father for all of us, praying that he keep us from the evil one and set us free from evil's power. I'm Thaddeus Jones.
In other news from the Vatican, Pope Francis has made a donation of approximately 20,000 euros in support of the Shanti Ashram Women's Health and Social Center in India. Through a food bank and medical assistance and training facilities for female entrepreneurs, Shanti Ashram assists more than 50,000 children and their families in the villages around the city of Coimbatore in the state of Tamil Nadu in the far south of the continent. Cardinal Konrad Krajewski, the papal almoner, announced the Pope's gift following an international online conference aimed at raising some 60,000 euros for the center. Finally, returning to Sunday's Regina Caeli, Pope Francis reflected on the Ascension as a source of joy. There are none of the usual feelings of loss or abandonment among the disciples when Jesus ascended into heaven, Pope Francis said. Instead, despite their separation from the Lord, they do not appear grief-stricken, but rather are joyful and ready to go into the world as missionaries.
Perché i discepoli non sono tristi?
Why aren't the disciples sad? The Pope asked.
E perché anche noi dobbiamo gioire al vedere Gesù che ascende al cielo?
Why should we too rejoice at seeing Jesus ascend into heaven? His answer, the ascension completes Jesus' mission among us. In Italy, as in many countries throughout the world, the solemnity of the Ascension is observed liturgically on the sixth Sunday after Easter. After descending into our humanity and redeeming it, now Jesus ascends to heaven, taking our flesh with him, the Pope said. Jesus is the first human being to enter heaven, precisely because he is both true God and true man.
La nostra carne è in cielo.
Our flesh is in heaven, the Pope exclaimed, and this gives us joy. Jesus' ascension is not an abandonment, because Jesus remains forever with the disciples, with us, in prayer. Jesus shows the Father the wounds with which he redeemed us. And this, the Pope said, should give us security and even joy, great joy. This is the second reason for the joy of today. After his ascension, Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit. He promises us the Holy Spirit in order that we may go out to evangelize.
Per questo la gioia di oggi, per questo la gioia di questo giorno dell'ascensione.
This is the reason for the joy of today, for the joy of this day of the ascension. The Holy Father concluded his remarks with the prayer that Mary, Queen of Heaven, might help us to be, in this world, courageous witnesses to the Risen One in the concrete situations of life. And that brings us just about to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. A reminder that the marathon of prayer during the month of May for the end of the COVID-19 pandemic is still going on. You can join us for the rosary at 6 p.m. this evening. Many thanks this afternoon to our producers and our technicians in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells.